Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, today an announcement. As we try to raise money to reach our $1 million goal in a fund drive, 500,000 of it in the lockbox by Monday, February 6th, we have premiums this morning to offer you, a First Amendment premium. And we have a T-shirt. It's pale gray, Alan, 100% cotton, imprinted with our logo, the microphone logo. And the front of the T-shirt contains the full language of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. All on the First Amendment T-shirt. It's $100 for that pledge. And we also have a mug, which is available for a pledge of $100 or both for $150. It's the First Amendment Now More Than Ever mug, and, you know, it helps you drink your coffee in the morning.
That's right, David. Well, you know, you said something that I want to quarrel with you about.
Oh.
You said we're trying to get to the $500,000 mark, and technically, of course, you're right as always, but in fact, we have to. You know, the mug says something that I really love. On the one side, it says the First Amendment. And the other side, it says now more than ever. It's something that I've been saying for quite a while now. Look, there are marches in Washington, D.C. this weekend. There are marches in New York City. There are marches in Vienna. And people know that the very liberties which we cherish so much are really now at stake. And we'll see. But this is a combination. Yeah, it's $150. And if you see it as dollars in premiums and the way the other guys always do it, that's one thing. But this is our station. We all put it here together. We all work to make it what it is today. And now more than ever, we really have to support it.
It's a symbol of independence in a time when we need it, and WAMC.org is the place to go for this morning, and we have over $300,000 now in that lockbox, Alan, on our way to $500,000 by February 6th.
And we only have 2 weeks to do it in. WAMC.org.
Thank you to all. Well, let's turn to the national headlines this morning and President Obama's last press conference yesterday. He spoke out on his core values. The president was asked about his plans for the future, his decision to commute the sentence of Chelsea Manning, and the New York Times editorializing this morning saying he should offer Edward Snowden similar clemency.
Well, look, I don't think he's going to give Snowden the same pardon that he has offered others. And he's saying, well, you're over there with the Soviets. I say the Soviets, because, you know, David, there's such a correlation. You got this guy running that country who is a Soviet KGB colonel. I don't think there's any real difference in the way he approaches his job. We see the kind of terrible things that he's done over there. And let me tell you, when it comes to a First Amendment, that's something that they're having a harder and harder time with, the idea of freedom of the press. So I don't blame Obama for saying, oh, you have to be here in order to get that pardon or that clemency, and then we would consider it. I think he's right.
The hearings going on for President-elect Trump's nominees, and Tom Price, the 62-year-old orthopedic surgeon, spoke in general terms despite being pressed specifically by members of both parties as he tries to ascend into the head of the health department. He also denied impropriety in trading health and pharmaceutical stocks, but it seemed like there were many discussions over conflicts of interest.
Well, not only with him, but when you see the kinds of roadblocks that were put up for Obama nominees and others. Did you have a nanny? And if you had a nanny, did you pay the taxes? Oh, you didn't pay the taxes, said the Republicans at the time. Therefore, you're out. We can't stand that. And now, oh, well, you know, it's not such a bad thing. It is a double standard, the likes of which make my head spin.
Speaking of spinning, the Earth has set another temperature record, the third straight year, 2016, the hottest year on record.
Yeah, but you see, you don't understand, David. This is sarcastic, folks. Don't write me letters. You don't understand that this is just happening. It has nothing to do with man. It has nothing to do with carbon dioxide. It has nothing to do with our pollution efforts. I keep coming back to Jor-El, who put Superman as a little baby on that rocket as his Earth exploded. I tell you, it was prescient. And while people will laugh, that's exactly what's happening. We are watching the degradation of this Earth, with all the scientists saying, yeah, that's what's happening, and people saying, we don't really believe that it's so. Well, as Mr. Welch said to Senator McCarthy, have you no shame? What about your grandchildren?
And what about keeping the radio station for your grandchildren? WAMC.org. Come on, WAMC folks. Be with us.
I couldn't have said it better, David.